When scientists published the catalog of human DNA earlier this year, the genome, the number of genes, came as a big surprise. Two groups independently estimated the number at around 30,000. That's far fewer than most biologists had predicted. Now, a study being published in the journal Cell suggests that low figure could be pretty far off the mark. NPR's Richard Harris has the story.
Genes are the instructions that tell our cells how to build and operate our bodies. The lowly roundworm has about 19,000 of these instructions. The mustard plant has about 25,000, and it doesn't even have a brain. So it came as quite a shock to think that the number of genes for human beings, who fancy themselves at the apex of life on Earth, was in the same ballpark. Once scientists like John Hoganish got over that humbling notion, they set to work trying to identify each and every human gene, genes that control everything from eye color to behavior.
We really don't care what the number is, but the impact on biology is that it's hard to describe a complex process like behavior without knowing all the players.
Hoganish is at the Genomics Institute of the Novartis Research Foundation in San Diego. He says thousands of genes are now known to science, but thousands more are simply predicted to exist. Alas, genes don't have little flags on them saying, "I'm a gene," so identifying genes isn't a simple task. Hoganish is trying to check out all the predicted genes to see if they really are genes, or just bits of DNA that look like genes but don't actually do anything. His colleague Michael Cook says they decided to compare the two gene libraries that now exist, one compiled by the Celera company, the other by the government's Human Genome Project.
We've actually taken the two prediction sets and looked to see how many of the genes they predicted were actually the same. And when you do that, you realize that the predictions are largely non-overlapping. And so that, in essence, calls into question, you know, are the predictions correct and complete?
To be sure, there was a lot of agreement between the two libraries, but their study, published in the August 24th issue of Cell, concludes that thousands of putative genes were found in just one or the other, not both.
Our analysis showed that basically there are about 42,000 distinct predictions. But it's hard to extrapolate that to the actual number of genes, because a prediction without evidence that it's actually real is still just a prediction.
Cook says it's possible that some of those predictions are just plain wrong, so the number of genes isn't all that much greater than the stunningly low figure of 30,000. It's also quite possible that those predictions are right, and as the art of gene prospecting improves, the number will continue to grow. Francis Collins, who heads the federally funded effort to spell out all human DNA, says scientists have always been careful to say that the 30,000 figure is just an estimate of the number of human genes based on computer programs and intuition, really more art than science.
What we did discover is that the number seems to be substantially less than what had previously been predicted, and I think that conclusion will hold up. But whether it's 30,000 or 35,000 or 40 or 45 or even 50, I don't know what that answer will be. Perhaps in 2 or 3 years we'll have zeroed in on a pretty accurate number, but I would bet there will still be some corrections as far as 10 years from now.
And it will take many decades more to understand how each of these genes works and how they work together to make all the parts of a human being. Richard Harris, NPR News, Washington.